Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, whether it's to make payroll or to just keep the parcels a-coming, the Postal Service has discontinued their payments into the Postal Service pension program temporarily as of today, April 10, 2026. Now, do not fear. This has happened before. Back in 2011, they did the same thing, and everybody continued to get paid their pension from OPM. And, of course, postal employees, you're going to still be contributing into your own pension program. Don't forget, you contribute, just like all the other federal employees do, at that 0.8%. If you're a FERS employee, or a little bit higher for just under 4.25% if you're a FREA, what they call further revised employee after the year of 2013-ish, 2013-2014, you contribute a little over 4.25% into your own pension program. As you know, I call that Gatorade because you put in the Gatorade, it's already sweet, you paid tax, and the government puts in money that has not yet been taxed to pay you into your pension in retirement. But right now, there's no water going into your Gatorade. Just for a little bit of time. Turns out that the chief financial officer named Luke Grossman said, hey, there's not going to be any immediate detrimental impact on our current or future retirees if the normal FERS cost payments are temporarily withheld. And he's right. That happened again in the past, happened back in 2011. So fear not, my friends, neither rain nor shine, nor sleet, nor hail, nor I can't remember the rest of it, will stop the Postal Service from running. And be aware, though, that the Postal Service does pay about $200 million every other week to OPM for the FERS annuity. So apparently when they suspend the payments today, it'll free up about $2.5 billion in the current fiscal year. That's a pretty big deal to keep everything going. But the question is, you know, is this a Band-Aid? Is it a patch? Is it a splint to the bigger problem? Well, we all know that we don't know. So if you're a postal employee, you can fear not, my friend. The understanding is that because, hey, we've seen this in the past. We've already seen something happen like this. It did not affect the retirees then. It did not affect the employees then. The assumption is that they will recoup or reconvene with those payments into the postal program to then, return back to normal. To a degree, we're not 100% sure how long it's going to last. They've got a proposal, but again, everything is ephemeral. Everything is vapor, but don't worry about it for now because we've seen it before. Keep working, keep contributing, keep reaching out because a lot of people say, oh my goodness, what is happening? But let me make a quick comparison. We sometimes react more to some of these potential issues than something that's already a bill. Postal employees, don't forget that there is also a bill that's already listed on, that's already been put forth called the Postal, the Federal Retirement Fairness Act. It was reintroduced with the goal of allowing people who had civilian temporary time after the year of 1989, it wants to allow you to buy back your time, whether it was before or after 1989. This is a big deal. And if we want to jump on a soapbox, if you got temp time after 1989, this is your soapbox, my friend. Let's let everybody know you want this to pass in federal service. That way, people can buy back their time. I have people with 10 years, 18 years. I got a lady, 18 years of temp time before she could go regular. Now, this is not the hill to die on, but it's definitely something to make a bigger deal out of, right? Because this absolutely directly affects retirees. So, hey, reach out to your representatives, let them know that you want the Federal Retirement Fairness Act to pass, and that way people can buy their time back and maybe go ahead and retire, making the way for all the newbies to go regular and get their benefits. So, again, reach out to me, my team, and we can help you make sense of what you have going on now and what will happen after retirement.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.